Nick?
Yes, Mr. President?
I'm going to withhold my call to Dirksen. He's pressuring me about this thing y'all talking about, and Fowler didn't think we ought to talk to him until y'all had got some position on it. So when y'all get through, one of you call. If I'm not here, talk to Jack Blaney or somebody and tell him what I can say to Dirksen, what I should say. I didn't talk to him this morning, and he was insisting two or three times, and he asked Jack to call him when I got out of the meeting.
This is on the bank merger.
Yeah. He wants it to come under the Banking Act. Now, I'm getting lots of flack and static from you guess who on San Francisco. Everybody from top to bottom, and they say that Eisenhower didn't do it, Truman didn't do it, and the first thing we're doing is liquidating them, and we're doing it because they're my friends, and other things and so forth. Now, I wonder if it wouldn't be indicated that you call Berlin and tell him that you'd like for him and his lawyers to come down here with you and your lawyers and sit down and tell them why you can't do what they want done, and read them the statute and say it does reduce competition. You can't let them reduce competition, and Eisenhower hadn't let them reduce competition at Truman or Kennedy either. They take the position that Bobby wouldn't allow some of these things to be done that are now being done, and that Clark wouldn't do it under Truman, and that's what you call him, wouldn't do it under Eisenhower, Roger, and so forth. But that I'm doing it, and I'm doing it because a lot of them think that Bobby's boys are over there cutting at them. So I think that we ought to sit down, if you're going to have to do it, and your conscience and your judgment and your law requires it. And at the least, you don't mind a week's delay, and tell them to come in, and then just stand up and face them like a man and say, here's why, and argue it out and see if you can't find some area that you can agree on without my having 18 papers eating my tail out every day and viciously mad, and they are now. Mr. Berlin just unloaded on us.
All right. I'll call him.
And make him come down himself so he can see it. And I think it'd be a good thing. Weisel's awfully, well, I don't know whether his boy's in the department. I guess not. He's an awfully reasonable person, and he can lead them and make them do things that somebody else might not. But I just tell them you want them to have whoever they trust, whatever brains they got, to see your situation. And you'll try to see theirs.
All right.
And that you'll be reasonable men.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Operator, waiting.